Okay, so we have Purim coming up this week, it's Hashem, and today we'll get into a little bit of a sugya that comes in the Purim in the Kriyas Megillah. So start the Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph in Megillah. The Gemara says, starts of Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi.
You're in
Gemara Megillah. Yeah, Gemara Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Here you have it.
Ocean.
Top down. The Gila is in the middle. You got it? Okay, so the Gemara starts with the Amar Yeshua ben Levi. It's about a third of the way down. First word on the line is Meikara. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Noshim Chayavais to Mikra Megillah, Sha'af Hein Hayavais Anes. So women are also Mechuyiv in Kriyas Megillah. Why? Because Af Hein Hayavais Anes. So we'll take these two things separately. So first of all, this is where we learn that the women are Chayav in Kriyas Megillah. So let's go straight to Taisis. Noshim Chayavais to Mikra Megillah. Mikan Mashma Shehanoshim Maitziyais Esachayim Bidei Chayvasim. We see that women can even be might see other people. Doesn't say that their chiv is told. The chiv is b'mikra megillah. This is also how it's mashma in the Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin says, "Hakol ksheirim likras hamegillah." Everyone's kosher to read the megillah. Umasik Gemara says, "What do you mean hakol? Hakol ksheirim asuyimai." Umeshani, the Gemara answers, Lasuya Noshim. It's coming to include Noshim. Mashma lahoitzi afilu anoshim. So you see that women, it's Mashma the Gemara Erechin. It says, Akol ksherim likrisis hamegillah. What's Akol coming to include? Akol lasuya afilu noshim. So you see that even women can be mighty men. You can give a woman Balkaire for the Megillah.
Don't tell this to the woman at the wall.
So the Gemara. So Praktoisvus Kasha Ishver, the Habit Tosefta Tani Behedya. In Tosefta, which we'll see a little later inside, but here just quoting from the Tosefta, it says, the Tumtum ain't mighty lais mina vayashanamina. Tumtum, which is we don't know whether he's a Zafar in the Keva. So he is not able to be mighty anybody. He can't read. Why? Because you know we don't know what he is. He's a Zafar, he's in the Keva. We don't know. So he can't be mighty even another Tumtum. Because maybe one tumtum was his off, the other tumtum's in the cable, one tumtum, yeah. Vandroigonus mighty as mino, Vandroigonus who has both simanim, so he can be mighty at least his min. Vein mighty as shayna, but he cannot be mighty anybody else, a man or Upshita, so that's the tesepta, that's how we bring up the tesepta. Upshita the way adifa isha mandroigonus. A woman cannot be better than an androgynous. An androgynous can only be mighty as mino. An androgynous cannot be mighty a man.
Or again, a woman. Androgynous was where
he has both simanim.
He can only be mighty another androgynous?
Right. An androgynous can only be mighty another androgynous. He cannot be mighty a woman or a man. So, and a woman cannot be better than an androgynous. So, therefore, a woman cannot be mighty a man. So, even though it's mashma from this Gemara and mashma from the Gemara in Erechin, that Akol Kesherim is even that a woman can be mighty even a man. But you see, have a Tosefta that said the Tosefta is mevur that an androgynous can be mighty as minai, and a woman cannot be better than an androgynous. V'chein, so like this, v'chein pasku ha'alachas gedailus, which is the Bahag, right? That's how the Bahag paskins. The isha mighty a mina, an isha can be mighty another woman. Avalei anashim.
What would be wrong with being mighty another man? Like a man can be mighty a woman.
Right, a man can be mighty a man because a man is the most mechuyav.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe they're equal.
Right, so
if they're equal, then
so that's what we're trying to figure out. So we're trying to figure out, is a woman on the same madriga as a man, or is a woman like on a lower madriga, just like an androgynous or a tumtum? So the Gemara seems to say, says, the androgynous can only be mighty as mina.
Why? A man can be mighty someone who's not.
Right, a man, because a man is the most mechuyav, and there's no shaila that a man is mechuyav. But androgynous, these might be different lower levels.
No, much, but I just want to understand. Is the Pshat that Gemara is clearing if Mitzad, the Isha, like she's a shvaker just like an androgynous, or her chiv of Megillah, Betzemitz, she could be Moitzi a man. But her chiv of Megillah is a lower chiv because there is also sort of Avinu Yisraelis.
Right, so I mean...
Andragonus, we're not saying that he's a lower chiv.
That's the thing. Tyson doesn't really... Tyson's not masculine. He just says...
Right.
We have this stuff that says Andragonus can only be Moitzi Mina. He doesn't say why, right? And Andragonus can be Moitzi Mina. And a woman cannot be better than Andragonus. He's not getting into this far. He's just saying that you see that an androgynous cannot be mighty, so for sure a woman cannot be mighty. But yeah, I mean, right now, it's a big question mark. What's the pshat? Why an androgynous cannot be mighty more, and why can Anisha be mighty more?
If Anisha can't be mighty more, then that would be a din all over. It wouldn't be a din dafka by Megillah.
Right, I mean, but that...
I'm just saying that it's not clear whether
It doesn't seem like there's a claw that a woman cannot be mighty man. If a woman's machuy, the same machuy as a man.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Right. It must be that it's like by Berchas Amozin over there. So I think we would say they're the same.
Right.
So I'm saying it could be it's Dafka this din out, this chiyuv of Megillah, Shafin or Yibay Sanez, maybe their chiyuv is not the same level of a man.
Yeah, we'll get to that far a little later.
But it's much about the beginning of places, he's sort of like hinting to it. He says something about Lishmaya.
Why would you think that you're Lishmaya? Where did that come from? But you see that he's already playing that maybe there's only an Indian Lishmaya that can go. So anyway, right now he says that you see it from the Bahag that an Isha can only be Maitzi Minai. That's the Bahag Paskin's Gebite on this Tesepta. So he's asking a Kasha on our Gemara and the Gemara in Erechin that even though it's Mashma that a woman can even be Maitzi a man. Yeah, but this they start this mashmal like that, and that's how the Bahag Paskins. Yesh Leimar. So he says like this. Yesh Leimar. This Alka Daitov to La Yoyo Kriyason Afilu Lahoitzi Hanoshin. So what's the Havamina of the Gemara? When the Gemara says Noshim Chayavis B'mikam Megillah, or the Gemara in Erechim that says Akol Ksherim Lukas Samegillah Si Noshim. What the Gemara is telling you is that you would think that women cannot even be mighty other women. That's why it says Hakol. It says Domi da Hakol. Whether that's this is Hakol Kshem Lagus Megillah, or over here it says Nashim Chayavim Mekar Megillah. It's talking about that women can even be mighty other women. But this Gemara is not Mashma that a woman can be mighty a man. That's what Tyson is trying to accomplish here. To tell you that even that all they have to do is listen to it so they can even be mighty from another woman, as long as they hear it.
But they can't be mighty Kriya.
They're only Mechoyi ben Shmiya.
Yeah, so yeah. A man has to. They
would
be able to be
Motsi Amir then. Right, exactly. Right. Since they're less Mechuyiv, they're only Mechuyiv and Shmiya. So once you're only Mechuyiv and Shmiya.
Where do they get the idea that women have a lower Chiyuv?
Yeah, so.
Shmiya versus
Shmiya. Right, exactly. That's one of the big question marks.
Just slip that in there without even saying why.
Exactly, that's one of the kashas. I want some shah. Where did Tyson get this idea from? So, but I'll call upon it. Let's just hear what Tyson is saying. Tyson is saying that women are only Mechuyiv and Shmiya. And there's a havamina that women would not be able to be mighty other women. Okay, so the first kasha I think that's poshut is that what's that havamina? Why is there a havamina that another woman would not be able to be mighty another woman? They're for sure at least the same mechuyev. And second of all, why taka can't they? I mean, like, why would you think they can't? What's the havamina? Yeah, what's the havamina? Why would a woman? Why can't they be mighty each other? Of course, man. Dragons can be mighty. I mean, everyone can be mighty each other. Of course you can be mighty each other. If we're the same Mechuyiv, then I can be mighty. I mean, that's what we find all over. How can I be Mechuyiv and Shmiel? You be Mechuyiv and Shmiel, but you can't be mighty with me Laney for you. So, that's one kasha. So one paris that they say... A terrorist that I saw, and I don't know how stark of a svar this is, but they say that no, that the chiyuv shmiya of women is a kriya mal yasa. They're mechuyev to hear a kriya where that person who's laning it was mechuyev to do kriya.
That's a funny
thing. Who says that?
I don't remember exactly the person, but I
mechuyev to hear from a chiyuv
kriya. A kriya that comes from a chiyah, that's what they're mechayev to hear.
When you ever see such a sound.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, but that's the yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that this is the okay. So that's the spot.
Is that Purim tire? No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so let's so the Rajbo and the Ritva, they actually ask like this. If you take a look at the Tesefta, I mean in my Gemara it's all the way in the back, the Tesefta. So what Tosis is saying from the Tesefta, before we see the Tesefta, what Tosis is saying from the Tesefta is that women are mechuyev in Nikra Megillah to hear it, and they can be mitzi as mina, but they cannot be mitzi shayna mina, right? Perik Beis Dalet. Hakol chayovim v'kriyas Megillah kaihan melvim v'Yisrael mavadu v'shukrarim chalol v'nisina mamzirim v'shresanam v'shescham v'tzudak v'kutukko kulon chayovim u'maitzi v'zirah v'dechvasim androgynous maitzi mina v'loy shayna mina v'tumtum eina maitzi v'loy shayna v'loy shayna mina. That's all Tosfos brings down. Let's see the rest. Misha chetzi yavin v'chetzi ben chayrei maitzi v'loy shayna v'loy shayna mina noshim v'avadu v'ktanim turim.
Why doesn't he bring the rest of the
Tosefta? Oh, it's a big question, but Nashim says it's Pater Lagamri. They're not even Shmir, not nothing. That's as much as the Tosefta. So, Frek the Rashba and the Ritva, what's the Tais is busy with? Mechiv Shmir. The Tosefta says that it's Pater Lagamri. And some say, how can Nashim be Pater Lagamri? Nashim are Pater Lagamri? Being chaylok on Rishu and Levi, that says that women are chumachidim kadaf hayin hoi vayis hanais. So the Rashi and the Ritva say must be that the Tosefta is something got wrong with something's wrong with the Tosefta. Mishabashta.
Rishu and Levi is in the Mora, right?
Yeah.
Look at
Dalet, Benny, all the way at the end.
I saw Dalet, yeah.
All the way at the end. It says Noshim va'avodim uktadim
turin.
So how can Tosefta say that from this Tosefta you see that they're only chiv and shmir? What do you mean? They're part of Lagamri. That's what the Tosefta's mashma.
It just being colored with the mind.
So that's what it seems like.
So
the Rashi Ritva says it must be that this Tosefta is Mishabeshta.
Meaning, kufa from this Tosefta, you see.
Mishabeshta means there's a mistake there. The Tosefta did not mean to say that. There's obviously a mistake there.
Tosefta.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Recorded
and corrected. Right. So this Tosefta in the first place, this Bahag is gebayt on this Tosefta, and this Tosefta says part of the Gamri. And that's what the Rashi Ritva said, that this has been Shabeshta.
It can't be that the Tosefta means they're part from Kriyo, but the Chayav Lishmaya maybe, because it starts off a Kochayav in the Kriyas.
Yeah, but I mean, it's saying that androgynous mighty Mino, Yvashayin Mino, Yitun Tumena.
Tosefta
is saying that a woman can be better than androgynous, the same way she can be mighty as Mino. There's no mighty. Who's... It should say that a woman can also be mitzias mina. Okay, so let's go to the next. Oh wait, so let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin, which is on that, starts in that base on the base all the way to the bottom. I just want to show you this Gemara for one reason, really.
Base on the base, you say?
It's base on the base in Erechin. Starts on base on the base. You have it? Yeah, you do.
I let him drive, yeah. He knows how to drive.
So the base of a base, an elephant, starts all the way in the bottom. Says, Hakol Chayom B'mikro Megillah. All the way in the bottom. Hakol Chayom B'mikro Megillah. Hakol K'sheirim L'Krisis HaMegillah. L'Suyei Mai. L'Suyei Noshim. Right? This is what Taisa said. It could be Shulman Levi, Damashulman Levi, Nashim, Chayavis, Mekam Gilah, Shafin, Hai, Bai, Sanes. Okay. Take a look at the top Rashi and Gilah Madalov. Lesuye Nashim, Shachayavis, Bemikra, Megillah, Ukshayris, Likraisa, Ulahaitzi, Zacharim, Yedei, Chai, Basa. Look, Rashi's learning the Gemara Kapshuta. Yeah, women are Machuyiv, even that they can be mighty men. Machlekes, Rashi, and Tosis. Rashi and Erechin, and Tosis over here, and Tosis and Megillah, that whether women can be mighty men. Okay. So, and that's the Pashas of the Gemara. That's really the Pashas of the Gemara. So let's flip back to the Gemara Megillah, and we'll go to the next places. So Rishuma Levi said that the reason why women are machoyed in the Megillah is because of apin hayu baisanes. Zok Taisis, Pirish Rashbam, Sheikar Hanes Haya Ayodim. The poor. Sorry, Ayodim. You have money?
Yeah.
The Ikar Hanes was done through women. The Purim Ayodim, Esther. The Chanak Ayodim, Yehudis. The Pesach, Shabbos Kani Yashab Isa Hadar Nigel. So we have this musig of Afin Hoy Baisanes by Chanakah, by Purim and by Pesach. So Zok the Rishbam, this is the Rishbam. The Rishbam holds that the reason is that the Ikar Hanes was done through the women. That's what it means. And that's why they're mechuyim, because they were the main part of the nes. Fractisus, Rekasha, the lashon she'af hein, mashma shehein tough playlist. Ulapeirusha yahayla loymer shehein. If you're talking about that they're the ikur, then they should say she'af hein.
If they're the ikur, then Rashi, that's why could be Rashi holds.
Oh, so that's what I wanted to say. So let's, yeah. That's exactly what we're going to try to say in a second. Lakach nearly, so Zaktai says Lakach nearly, that it can't be. That's not what it means, that they're the Iker. El, what does it mean? She'afhein hayu b'safik de lahashmi de lahar. It doesn't mean that they were the Iker part, it just means that they were also included in lahashmi de lahar by Purim. V'chein b'pesach, she'hayu m'shabod, it's the part of Mitzrayim. They're also included in the Shibud Mitzrayim. V'chein b'chanakah, zera hayso ma'oid alayim. And also b'chanakah, the Zera is also on them. Okay, so I'm just this might come up in a second. That's why I just want to read you the next kasha. The Gemara asks, the Tosfos asks, that the Bezoi, what do you need? Kol she yeshna bebal teichol chametz, yeshna bekumechol matzah. Why don't you just say because afin hayi ba'isanes? The women, how do we know the women are mechuyev to eat matzah? Right? It's a mitzvah seishas vayn groma. Teretz is because it's a hekesh. It says leiseichol chametz, and also says. So that they have to eat matzah. So the Gemara that makes a hekesh that whoever's included in one, they not eat chametz, which is women are mechuyev in that. So then they're also in the other. In fact, Isis, what do you need that for? Just say afin hayi b'ayis ha'anes, and that's what they're mechuyev to eat matzah.
This concept of afin hayi b'ayis is only for a mitzvah derabbanan.
Oh, and that's Isis Teretz. So that's Isis Teretz, and we'll see maybe after the shtickle we'll be able to have maybe a different Teretz. But, okay, so we had this machlokes Rishbam and Tosfos about what's the pshat and afin hayi ba'isanes. So maybe that's the pshat, like Benny was saying. That's the pshat. If you hold that women are mechuyev in Kriyas Megillah, that they can even be mighty men. What? Why? Because the whole svar that women are mechuyev to lay Megillah is because of the svar of afin hayi ba'isanes. If afin hayi ba'isanes means that they're the ikur, so then it makes sense that they should be as mechuyev, if not more mechuyev than men. So they should be able to be mighty men. So maybe Rashi holds that the afhein means, like the Rishbam, that they're the ikar of the nes. Right? The ikar of the nes was done of ayodim, and that's why they're mechuyev. So if the ikar of the nes is to women, they for sure could be mighty.
Afhein could also be equal, couldn't it?
Well, at least equal.
Not tuffle, but equal.
That could be, but Rishbam says that they were the ikar. Afhein means that they were the ikar of the nes.
No, but that means lechera. If afhein means tuffle, and afhein means because they were also in the thing to get killed, so why are they tuffle? Not like the Rashbam, like the other tzad, that afhein means that, like places brings down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're saying, why is it?
So why is it, again, same problem, why is afhein, there should be something, okay, that's not, I'm not saying it's not a problem. Also, one quick question, by matzah, is there anything in the Gea that a woman would be mighty somebody else? I mean, you can't be mighty somebody else for eating it. Because I'm saying that would
come
out of the bracha. Because I'm saying, well, maybe that's why you need the tesvav. If it would be just out of afhein hayi ba'isanes.
No, not tesvav. Not tesvav. It's kol she'yeshna.
I'm sorry. That's why you need the kol she'yeshna. Because if it's out of the hekesh, then they would be able to be mighty somebody else. If it's out the afhein, right?
No,
let's forget about their bottom. Let's say. Why? No, I understand that. Let's say somebody might be the bracha.
So why can't they with the afhein?
What?
Why can't they if they with the afhein?
Because afhein, maybe they're a shvach or chiyuv. Like
Like Tysus, yes. Like Tysus is, yeah, like Tysus is very geschmack.
Very geschmack.
Yeah, because we need the hackish.
Right. But Tysus doesn't say that.
Tysus doesn't say that. Tysus says, yeah. Well, okay, so maybe we'll, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, but I hear what you're saying. So, but maybe that's the pshat, that's the machlokes here, Rashi and Tysus and the Bahag, about whether nashim are mechuyev as much as men, and they can be mighty men, or that women are only chiyev and shmiya. If you hold that the pshat is af hinoi basanais is that it's the ikur, so then it's like Rashi, that they're just as mechuyev and men, if not more, and therefore they should be made mighty men. But if you hold that af hinoi is tafel, so then maybe they hold that like the Bahag, then they're only mechuyev and shmiya. Okay? So, let's take a look at Rashi in Megillah and see if this works out. Rashi right here, on the other side, I didn't read this before on purpose. I did that for Yaakov. So Rashi, what does Rashi say here? Sha'afin ha'yvay sanes. You see, it's like, it's. I don't have bolded Rashi's in this one, but it's like right in the middle. Hain is the last word on the line. Sha'af hain.
Yep.
So according to what we're saying, Rashi should say, because they're the ikker. What does Rashi say? Sha'af al noshim gozer haman lahashmin la'arig la'abim ma'arim zakim ta'afanosh. Sounds from Rashi that Rashi is saying that like Tysus, it's not the pshat that they're the ikar.
Just equal.
So then, we're back to our original, so now we're back, so then what's the pshat that Rashi holds that the mechuyev as much as men? And Tysus holds that the Bahag holds that the Mechuyev that it's less. And kind of what everybody was asking here also is that the Turi Evan asks that why would women be Mechuyev and Shmiya? Where do we get the Shmiya business from? Like, well, Akol Chayav Makrius Megillah. Why would we think that, it means that women are only Mechuyev and Shmiya? Where's the Bahag getting it from? The Tysef doesn't say a word about Shmiya. And the Bahag Pasla and Bahag says, it must be Shmiya. Where is Shmiya coming from? Where is this whole Indian of Shmiya? That's the fact of Turi Evan.
We're making statements about mitzvahs. Don't we go automatic to the men? The men are chayav from the get-go.
Yeah,
but women are the exception. The women need to be told that, also the women.
That's true, but but at least they should be also mechuyev in Kriyas Megillah. The Gemara says Akol Chayav in Kriyas Megillah. So Akol Asuya Nashim. Okay, fine. So you want to say they're on the less Madrega? So fine, they're on the less Madrega of Kriya. Where does Shmiya come from? Who came up with the Shmiya business?
Once you're adding them
it's
in,
not a Gemara.
Also, you can say anything you want. Once you're adding them in as an also, you say, but only for listening.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know why.
Yeah. So that's the Turi Evan's kash. The Turi Evan's kash is
with mitzvahs, we're talking about men.
It's not really maybe a kasha. Maybe
right.
You're just going to give an explanation.
Right. This is what we see all around. We could, but women have like this part of the mitzvah. Not the full, brunt of the mitzvah that the men have.
All right, so
we just see
this
around. I'm not bringing up any stories. I have no idea.
So this is kind of what everyone was alluding to. That is that the Aruch HaShulchan addresses this. Tafresh Pei Tes Sif Hei. No, you don't have that. He says here, he has his kasha like this. Avol ikir ha'inyan einai muvin. The lama b'shmiya chayavais b'loi v'kriya.
Where do you see them reading anyway?
Where do you what?
Where do you see them reading? Where do you see kriya involved? Where do you see kriya?
The Gemara says, akol chayav makriyas megillah.
Say anywhere else.
Well, that with women?
Women with kriya.
Well, I mean, we don't.
Yeah. Okay. Depends where
you're going.
Where do
you
see
them? Find it other places like benching and that's what they have to.
Something maybe.
It depends. But you always have to go back. Is the chiyuv here kriya or not? Like Berger's a Muslim.
Making abdallah.
So there's no chiyuv to kriya.
Right.
The chiyuv is that you have to make abdallah, or you have to make kiddush, or you have to do Berger's a Muslim.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, you have to make ha'ina. You have other as far as law. Maybe arvus is that if arvus is negated by women. But anyway, so he says here binarily, the Bahag sphere lay, the E Epsha Loimar, the Mitam Sha'ap Hain Hoyba Isanes, Ye Chi of Gomer Kiddush. He says, like we were saying, that Ap Hain Hoyba Isanes, that can't give you the Chi of Gomer. It can't give you this. We're trying to say that the Mechuyev in Kriya, because Ap Hain Hoyba Isanes, it can't get you all the way. Just as far as Ap Hain Hoyba Isanes, cannot get you all the way. So he said, and that's how he says, like, Zoy, that's the pshat, why you need a hekesh of kol sheyesh v'nechol ma'as, nothing to do with their abundance or not. It's because apein agus is not, it's not such a stark asvara to be able to drag you into the entire field. Now, why does that leave you a shmia and not like a quasi type of kriya? Like, doesn't say klar. He just says that it's not a chi of gomer. Ain't a chi of gomer kish the kriya el a dai b'shmia. You know, it's not a klar zak. But how do we pass him? So this is actually print ups.
In the case of Hanukkah, we all say the same spot.
What do we say about Hanukkah?
Of Hain Hanukkah. Most of the nights.
Listen, he says. Listen, what he says. He tells to Hanukkah in the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, V'gam b'Hanukkah yesh loim arkein, de'ein chiyuvim b'havlaka, ela b'riyas ner Hanukkah.
Wow.
The
Neri Shabbos, anyways, the Chiyu was not for
yeah, you're right,
to
right,
light
yeah.
To get into the whole.
Well, what if you have a single girl though, and she's all alone? She have a Chiyu to light.
Yeah, then she would light so she could see it. But her Chiyu is not to light.
So she wouldn't say Lahadlik Ner. I mean, the Brach is Lahadlik Ner.
So he says, and that's why he says that a woman would not be able to be mighty a man by a Chanukah.
I mean, so.
Well, the same way, let's say she has a chi of shmia, right? Yeah. She'd be able to read it and be yaitzer a chi of shmia,
yeah,
right? But so same thing by Ria, she'd be able to light it and be yaitzer her din Ria.
But you're saying that she doesn't have a chi of avaka.
That's what he says. He says if she has a husband, she cannot be yaitzer her husband. Okay, fine. But anyway, that's our Shana's Kaddish. So if you take a look, Tafresh Pei Test. Hakol chayav mekriyasa, anashim, v'nashim, v'geirim, v'avadim, v'shukhar. So first Mechaber starts off saying that everybody is mechuyiv in kriya. And then he says, mechanachim es haktanam lekriyasa, and we should also be mechanach v'ktanam to read it. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, aleph, v'nashim, v'af da'kriya hidaber shazman grama, v'kamakim chayavais, sh'af hein hayu v'ois anes. How's he learn it? The mitchila haisa hagzera gam aleihem. So he sounds like it's also like a tough of the kesvara. Kedachsiv bikra. And therefore he says, v'lachein, very interesting, tzarech ha'ish l'kreisa b'veisai l'fnei abasulis ha'masharsa. So therefore you should make sure to read it at home so that the women at home can hear. And then he says, v'ksas mekaimis na'agim shehim holchas l'beis ha'knesses l'ajus nashim l'shamayim agir. Now in some places, apparently this was a strange thing in his days, in some places, the women actually went to shul to listen, and he says, "Achein tzarchi and eich yaitzim sham nashim." He doesn't understand how women can be yaitzi in shul because you're all the way that's nashim.
Well, you can't hear it from.
He asked, "Shom kedin." You hear every single word. You're going to hear every word from the ez nashim all the way in the back. If you're not the first ones there, you have the best seat.
Evidently, the custom there was to bring
it. It seems that he doesn't understand how women can be mighty going to shul. It's like, okay, they should hear it better. You know, you go to one of these private ones.
Why does he say the Abbasulis Vamashorsis? Well, what about the wives?
Yeah, interesting.
It's
funny.
Man,
it says Basulis in his house.
But also, I just funny that
the helpers.
What about the wives?
I guess the wives of Zichron.
Take a look at the next sif. Just because we're running late. So the next sif says, "Echad akayra v'echad hashemim and akayra yotzi dechavas." It doesn't matter if you actually lay or if you hear from somebody laying, you're yotzi achiv. V'hu sheyishma minishu chay v'kriyasa. But it has to be someone who's mechuyev in reading it. It'll pick up them. Hay akayra chayr aykatan ashayta hashemim menel ayotzi. So a chayr shayta or katan is not mechuyev in kriya, and therefore if you hear it from them, you're not going to be yotzi. V'yesh ha'imrim, don't say a word about nashim yet, v'yesh ha'imrim shehanashim einam maitziyos es ha'anashim. Women cannot be maitzi other one. He doesn't say anything yet about any different type of chiyah. First he says, akol chayav b'kriyasa. Everyone's mechuyav in kriya, right? And he says, men, women, geir, mavad, mishogam, everyone's mechuyav. And then he says, k'tan b'shmi mechana. No word about anything about being chiyav shmiyah. And then he brings this yesh ha'imrim, and says, yesh ha'imrim, that women cannot be mighty.
Well, actually, none of those categories should be able to be mitzi men, right?
Which?
All the ones we just listed are chayiv.
What, geirim?
None of those.
Geirim, avadim, mishukharim. Geirim, avadim, mishukharim, and women? Why can geirim be mitzi other men?
Well, women are for some reason lacking the ability to be mitzi.
Well,
why are the other people?
Well, so far we don't know how he's passing. Is he passing like Rashi or not? Rashi holds that women can be mitzi other men, right?
Why is he singling out women of all these guys?
Oh, so look at the Mishnah Berurah. Why is he saying that women should not be mitzi men? And this is really the bite on a Taisus in Sukkah, which we didn't get to.
Where are you?
Which it sounds like according to Mishnah Berurah is being chaylik on Sifkat and Zayin.
Yeah, yeah.
The next page. So Rashi is being chaylik on the Aruch HaShulchan. He says v'loydami l'ner chanukah, which is mashma that the Mishnah Berurah learns that a woman could be might see a man in ner chanukah. So he sees the machaylik as Aruch HaShulchan and Mishnah Berurah. The shani megillah dehavi kimei kriyas ha'tayra upsulum ne kavadat tzibur. That's why women can't be mighty men. Not because of anything like that. So it sounds like he's passing like Rashi. Rashi, who holds that Akol Asiyah is even women can be mighty men, and that's the Pashas of the Gemara. And we have this Tosefta here that says that they're putter, and we don't understand this, and then the Bahag is Gebaita on that Tosefta. So the whole movement that women are only Mechayiv and Shmiya is only from a Gebaita on the Tosefta, which the Ritva and the Rashba say is a Meshaveshta. And he says, okay, you know why women can't go up and lay in front of the tzibur? Because it's not covered at tzibur.
It's not just l'chatil, it says they're actually puzzled.
Because of covered tzibur.
Yeah, it's not like we just discourage it.
Okay, fine. So I mean, but it could be covered at tzibur as a real soul.
Right.
Yeah. So he says, so therefore she should not be mighty one man because of a light plug. Like we're going to see later on in the Ramon a second. She's not considered mechuyev. Aval isha maitzias chaverta. But a woman should be maitzias chaverta. Now look at the Ramon. The Ramon one second, buddy. Zok the Ramon. Haga b'yesh ayrim im ha'isha kaira la'atma mevareches l'shmoya megillah. So Zakhtar Ramah, all of a sudden Ramah comes and says maybe we have to be chayshish for this Bahag. If you look at Mishnah Berurah, he says that Mishnah Berurah says Mivarachas, the last line of the Sivkat Ches, Asher Kedishonu, the Mitzvah of the Tzivadu, L'shmaya Mikra Megillah. So the Ramah says you should say L'shmaya Megillah. The Mishnah Berurah says you should say L'shmaya Mikra Megillah. Now, hold on one second, okay? This whole, so far from the Machaber, and what's the Pashas is that women are Mechuyev and Kriya. The Tosefta says Potter. The Bahag is Gebaita the Tosefta, which is very schwer, because the Tosefta says Potter. So how can the Bahag come and say they split their hairs and say Mechuyev and Shmiya and not Kriya? And this Bahag is a Das Yochin. There's Rashi and this is not the Pashas of the Sigur. The Pashas is that they're Mechuyev and Kriya. So, but still, because we're chayshish for that, we should still say l'shmaya mikra megillah. So not l'shmaya megillah, the Mishmur says you should say l'shmaya mikra megillah. I mean, it's just interesting that we have this Tosefta, which seems to be Mishabeshta, and we have this Bahag, who comes up with this Chiyuv Shmiya, which is Gebaita on the Tosefta, and we're still, even though it's not like the Pashas Sugya, it's not like Mefurish Rashi, still, he says that you should say to be chayshish, you should say l'shmaya mikra megillah. Now you should know, just it's an interesting thing that we're still chayshish for this bahag, even though like it's gebaita on this tesefta, which seems to be mishaveshta. You should know that the guy, he used to the women he passing the women would say al mikra megillah, and women would be nice to themselves. You know, when we get the women together, so to lay for them, the guy in hell, and it's in my sarab, I saw it in my sarab. He says that they make the bracha al mikra megillah, because the advice says he didn't go for this bahai. The ma'aser Mishnah Berurah says you have to be chayshish, and that's why when we get together, when I get I always tell him you should say l'shmaya mikra megillah.
Why am I saying a bracha at all? I should be motzi them with your bracha.
No, I don't make the bracha. I make them make the bracha.
Huh. Why?
I was already mighty. I mean, I make them make the bracha.
But because of Arvis, why don't you?
You can't make the bracha again, Mike?
Maybe I could. I'm
with Kiddush, you make it over and over and over again.
No, it's brought down that they should say it.
Why?
Yeah. But anyway, so I just want to say a word on Megillah Sessa.
Yeah.
Bar and Megillas Esther, that we have, you know, there's so much Torah in Megillas Esther. It's very gishmak. There's a lot of makim to be, you know, say things. So there's two times in the Megillah where it says, "Vayasar Hamelach es Tabata." One is when he gave it to Haman, and one when he gave it to Mordechai. And if you look at the truff for Vayasar Hamelach es Tabata, when it is by Mordechai, is Kadma Va'azla Revi. Kadma Va'azla is like the fourth one is coming forward. You know, we have that like Vayigash Lev Yehuda, the same Kadma Va'azla Revi. Yehuda was the fourth son. The fourth son's coming forward. You see, sometimes the truff has to do with the pshat. So what's the pshat? It says that Kadma Va'azla Revi. And by earlier, by Haman, when the Melech gave his Tabata to Haman, it says it's darga severe, which is going down, a step going down, right? Yosef and also, so by Haman it's that, and by Mordechai it's that. So I want to say like this: that the Gemara Megillah says that there's three kings that ruled over the entire world, right? Achashverosh, Nebuchadnezzar, there's one other, Alexander. What was there? Achashverosh, Nebuchadnezzar. There's one other. I don't remember the Gemara right now. I have to look it up. But there's three. The Gemara Megillah says clear. There's three. Was it Acha? Maybe Shlomo. I don't remember. We have to. So okay. So this is our homework. So the Gemara Megillah says that there's three. That I remember. There's three kings. So and Achashverosh is one of them. So when Achashverosh gave his ring, which is all the power, to Mordechai. So now Mordechai is really has all the power over the entire world. So that's Pshat Kadma Va'azla Revi. The fourth person who's now ruling over the entire world was Mordechai. Because Achashverosh gave him the ring. And he can do whatever he wants now. It's like king for a day. So Mordechai was so what about by Haman? How come by Haman it was Darga Severe, which is going down? It's because like this. If you're a king that doesn't make Zeris, so then if you rule over the whole world, what does that mean that you rule over the whole world? Nobody ever listened to you. How you have to make Xeris where everyone listens to you? Then it shows that you're the one that everybody listens to. So Haman made one Xeris, Lahashma Lahiragreg, and that wasn't Makoyim. So for Haman, he never had that Milo. The whole Milo of being king over the whole world, you have to make Xeris. That's Makoyim. So Haman, Fakaret, it was a Darga Severe. That was his downfall. That was his whole downfall, that he made the Gzera, but because it was not Mekuyim, because Esther came, he was killed for it. But by Mordechai, he made Gzera, and it was Mekuyim.
What would
they? Like that the Yidin can protect back. Themselves and fight back, and they takapot back, and they Zan. So that his Gzera is from Mekuyim. So by Mordechai, it was the fourth one, Kadm Vazor V, the fourth person to rule over the whole world, because he had Achashverosh's ring. By Haman, Fakeret, it was his big example.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.